A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidou, said elections are critical elements that deepen democratic process. According to him, they also serve as platforms for party faithful to express affection and loyalty to a cause. Speaking to Radio Ghana on his observation in the run-up to the MPP's National Delegates Congress on Saturday, Dr. Alidou said processes before the election have not been that serene, but the party can make headway in its endeavors if the actors are able to manage the problems they encountered before the election.
First of all, we all understand, or majority of us understand, that one of the tenets of democracy is to enable participation, whether it is within the intra-party level or inter-party level, whether within a specific party or at the national level. So the exercise that the MPP is going to have on this Saturday is one of a democratic deepening process, in the sense that it allows members of the party to determine who should lead the party into a general election. So if the members are given that particular opportunity to exercise their democratic rights, then they will one way or the other have affection and loyalty towards the party, because they believe that the candidate that will emerge is a consensus-based candidate from each individual member who is part of those who are selected, the 141,000 people selected to vote. And we agree that one way or the other is going to help internal democracy and to have a trigger effect of consolidating democracy in the state as a whole. But there were two observations. The first has to do with what? The processes that leads up to the Saturday's election. And then the processes.
On the issue of the myriad of court cases that plague internal party elections, Dr. Alidou noted that Ghanaians are now more discerning towards their rights and responsibilities. He said the availability of party constitutions and the media have made it possible for people to pursue their grievances through laid down channels.
People are now more discerning to their rights, but you can't even discern what is your right if you don't know it in the first place. So the first thing is that people are now increasingly becoming aware of what constitutes their right and what constitutes an infringement to their right. And this has to do with the fact that political parties, one way or the other, now make regulations that govern the party constitutions readily available. Some of these constitutions, you can even download them online. So if these materials are available, there is availability of information vis-a-vis the rights of candidates, the rights of electorates, and under what conditions or circumstances that their rights can be infringed upon. So if they have that knowledge, then they can now determine whether their rights have been breached or have not been breached. And if their rights have been breached, they are also aware of the mechanisms through which they can address this particular right, devoid of acrimony and of violence. So that is why you have now seen an upsurge in people resorting to courts to impose injunctions on cases where they believe that their rights have been infringed. So I agree very much that people now are more discerning than before, but this element of dissent comes in from their ability to have information.